Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. This is J Train Jared Free coming to you live from the West Village. That's right. Every Thursday we go into the lounge, we shut the door, and we can complain about anything you'd like. Yup, nobody can look at you and say, but what about there's more important? No, your problems are the most important problems here in the Luxury Lounge. And keep sending them. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, title it Luxury Lounge, and maybe it will get read on this show. I have great guests coming up. I have a great guest today. I want to bring him right on. He's an OKP, original key player of the JTrain Podcast. It is his first time in the lounge. Ooh. Anthony DeVito, welcome back.
Man, good to be in the lounge.
Isn't it?
I've never seen so much silk in my life.
That's right. Silk, mahogany, candles, a piano player, Shelby playing piano. How are you? What's happening? You know, and for those that don't know, if you're new to the show, Anthony, you're one of our day one players. You've been on the show many a time. Your first time in the lounge, though.
Yes. Yeah, man, I feel right at home in the lounge, though. I feel like I was born in the lounge, to be honest with you.
I was born in the lounge.
Yeah. Yeah, man. No, it feels great to be here. You know, everything is gilded. Everything is marble.
That's right.
Yeah.
That glitters is gold, baby. Yep. And listen, we love a complaint. We're going to get to your complaints. I want to first start out by saying I got live shows, okay? If you're listening right now, I got live shows, jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com. Also, there's a Patreon version of this podcast, patreon.com/jaredfree. We do Luxury Lounge on Wednesdays. We do one more email on Fridays. We do Coffee with JTrain on Sundays. Get involved, patreon.com/jaredfree. Anthony has a one-man show coming up, and I want to do that before we get to our complaints. Explain your one-man show. It's called My Dad Isn't Danny DeVito. It's a it's a one-man show. I have questions, and it's at Union Please. Hall in Brooklyn, yes. August 14th. Get your tickets. Where do they go?
They go to Eventbrite.com. It's somewhere
on
there.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. I can't believe how
Eventbrite, man.
No. Shut up. He's on Instagram at comedian Anthony DeVito. Go follow. He'll have all the information there. What are you going to make them search for it? What are you going to do? Like, here's a shovel. Start digging for the link. What?
How bad do you want it out there, America?
You want a show? You got to find it.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine you could just go to unionhall.com and then they'll have the stuff there. If you just look up the show or Google it or just email me. I'm always for email me if you really get confused. Yeah. TiVo@gmail.com.
Anthony is known for giving out his email on this podcast.
Send me your email.
That is his real email. Now, explain what is the. So we're both stand-up comedians. Anthony's Please. Hilarious, a great stand-up comedian. But what's Thank the you. Difference between a one-man show and a stand-up set? Because to me, those seem the same thing.
Yeah. All right. So basically,
one man show is usually done by a menopausal woman. So
well, that's part of the show. Yeah. I transform into a menopausal woman named Janine, and I do the show from her perspective. I mean, it really is like I'm telling one long story. The show is like, you know, I'm telling one long story the same way you would do in stand up. But built into the story are these moments which are just compelling, and they're not. Okay. They're not just because your objective when you do stand up is just one goal. It's just to make people laugh.
You want laughs every 10 seconds. You're like, pop, 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 pop. This is more like have a seat, grab your coffee. We're going to chill out. You're going to hear a tale.
Yes, you're going to hear a tale. That's a great way to put it. You're going to hear a tale. That's really the difference, because I've found even in doing the show when I try, because I approach it from the, you know, from a stand-up's way of approach, which is just like LPMs, man, laughs per minute.
That's right. Motherfucker.
I would find while I was doing the show, when I tried to put too many jokes in, it would actually it would take away from the sincerity of the show. And like, unfortunately, that's part of it. I didn't want it to be this way either, man. But it's
so what's
just the
show
story.
About? What's the story?
The show is about me finding out when I was 18 that my dad died before I was born, but he didn't die in a car accident. He was a made man in an organized crime family. And
oh,
then,
my God.
Yeah. So then the show is basically, okay, then who am I beyond that moment, and what's my life and the perspective of his life?
So did you, is it the, Did you know, is the guy you knew as your dad, he just had a different background than you knew, or was it a different guy that you thought it was?
No, I just had no information. So my mom had told me that he had died before I was born. And one of the first things my mom told me is that, like, you don't have a father. He died in a car accident. And then, you know, you just kind of go on with your life like that. And then
this is like the movie. What's the movie with the kid who plays baseball?
Rookie of the Year.
This is Rookie of the Year without the baseball. Yeah, because the mom's like, your dad's a pitcher, and they just move on. And she's like, no, I'm the pitcher.
That's how I'm pitching. I'm going, think Rookie of the Year, but with criminals.
Yeah. So this, I mean, right away, mobster makes a story 10 times more interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. People are immediately drawn into that. But the thing is, the show is not about that at all. The show, the idea is it's a story of nurture versus nature and who I could have been if he lived, but I'm not because he died.
It's interesting because your mom, I've met her many times.
Yeah.
She's sweet and nice and laughing and very good natured. She's just a pleasure to be around.
Yeah.
It is amazing. How does she end up with him?
I don't want to give away a thing
because August 14th, you can find it by screaming out your window and asking for a link. No, August 14th, Union Hall. It's called My Dad Isn't Danny DeVito at Comedian Anthony DeVito. This is a great show. Anthony's fantastic on stage. I know for a fact you guys will have a great time. So go get your tickets. So
Yeah, I would say because like I'm similar that when you're that nice and when you give people the benefit of the doubt so much, you're going to get swindled, you know?
Sure.
Like
you have to have a little bit of cynicism to you.
Yeah. So this is the gift and the curse where I walk the same way without really a bit of cynicism in me. And man, I'll get taken for a ride all the time. And you just got to accept those lumps.
You do believe that someone listening could go, yeah, I don't need the link. I'll just find it.
Yeah.
I have no belief that anyone here listening will be able to find your tickets. And I am trying my best to steer them as close to the river so they can drink. Yeah. At Comedian Anthony DeVito. He has an album out, too, if you want to listen to his stand-up, Dream Occupation. It's on all streaming platforms where you listen to music. So that's amazing. So I'm happy for you. This is going to be great.
Man.
And I know you've been working on it for a long time, and the pandemic kind of gets in the way of those things. So this isn't like a workshop night. You have a one-man show ready to go.
Pretty ready. I would say 75% ready because I hadn't been able to do it a lot before the pandemic started. I'd only been able to do it like 5 or 6 times, and I had only been working on it for like a couple months. But, you know, obviously the pandemic gave me more time to rewrite it and things like that. But, I mean, it's still a work in progress. But if you're going to get your money's worth, like, I mean, it's packed with jokes. It's packed with a story. Yeah.
Listen, everyone go. August 14th, Union Hall at Comedian Anthony DeVito. Now, you're here in the Luxury Lounge.
Yes.
I'm going to start with my luxury complaint.
Please.
And then you can agree or disagree with me. That's always an option. But, you know, we're here in the lounge. This is a safe space. I've created a safe space for people with not that many problems to complain about their problems. And that's what it's all about. My complaint queens are out there. They are listening. They are ready to go. So I am in Oklahoma City last weekend. Okay?
Oh, man. I'm reading a book about Oklahoma City, Boomtown. Unbelievable, this book.
What is the book about?
The book is about the history of Oklahoma City. It's fascinating, man.
Dude, this place is awesome. I am a huge Oklahoma City fan. Nobody there thinks it's awesome, or no one thinks that I'm. They all think I'm lying.
Right.
I hate that. They all think they're like, yeah, sure, Northeast guy doesn't think we're a bunch of idiots. Like, it's like, no, I loved Oklahoma City. It felt like it was it felt like Nashville before the bachelorette parties had shown up.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, they have, like, the bars are ready. They got the honky tonk thing. They got good food. But, like, no one's there yet. And then it all seems brand new.
Can I say this about Nashville? We've got to put a cap on the amount of suede hats that are being allowed to wear. Those big brown wide-brim suede hats. You got to put a cap on this thing. There's too many of them going around.
By the time this comes out, I will have just gotten back from Nashville, and I want to let you all know I loved you. You're great, but they should have a hat limit. Like the problem is, it used to be your one artistic friend. Like, right. Okay, so there was the cowboy hat where it's like, okay, we have cowboys.
Of course.
Then cowboys went away. Yeah. Then it became your one artistic friend with a tattoo. They're the hat, you know, the right. creative hat guy.
Yes.
Or woman.
Or a witch.
Or a witch. And then all of a sudden you go to, you know, Nashville, you can't even fit in the bar. Everyone's hat guy. Everyone. They're all just all sorcerers in that town. And it's like, how, if we're all interesting, none of us are interesting.
Yes. And I get so mad because it gives a false impression of interesting. And then yes. when they lift up the hat, you're like, ah, man, you're just everybody else.
You're just Rachel Goldberg from New Jersey who moved here a year ago. Like, I thought I was hooking up with, you know, I thought I was with, you know,
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean, this is a perfect luxury complaint. Like, there's just, we need to cut it down. Every group chat has to decide before they go out.
Smart.
Who's hatsy?
Yep.
Who's the hat person? Who's the hatsy? Who's the person that gets to be fun and interesting? Someone has to be nerd. Someone has to take up that mantle. Like, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, that could be me. That could be Anthony. But it might have to be you sometimes. But if you, and honestly, this all depends on how well, for men, I think if you're going to be hat guy, you have to be able to grow a ponytail. A good one.
Okay.
You can't be me with, like, if I let my hair grow out, it's just Jufro. It goes out. You have to have, like, luscious locks to put on the hat, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you had to have written at least one folk song. Doesn't have to be good, doesn't have to be bad, but you got to have one in the chamber.
That's right. And it's, yeah, you have to have put yourself out there.
Right.
And what you're saying, and you said before with this, like, this the ability to be interesting, you can, here's the problem. You used to have to go to the concert to get the Rolling Stones t-shirt.
Yeah.
You'd have to go. You'd have to buy the ticket. You'd have to spend time with
$75 for a t-shirt.
That's right. And you'd have to buy the t-shirt, and then you'd have to wear it in. It would start as like a Hanes, you know, t-shirt that was like almost like cardboard paper. And then after years of wearing it, then it became a cool shirt, and it was a part of your personality. Now you can Google worn in Rolling Stone t-shirt, spend $150, double the price of going to the concert, and then you have now bought a personality.
Yeah.
And that's
deception.
Sad. That's depressing.
Yeah.
We're already warming up into our complaints.
Yeah. I haven't even heard your luxury problem yet.
So I'm in Oklahoma City. Yes. We go to a bar. Comedian Justin Smith and I, Justin Smith is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
He's opening for the shows. We go to this nice bar, and espresso martini is the drink of the summer. You might not know this, Anthony.
Man, it's the drink of the winter, too, in my household.
Oh, look at you. So I have dubbed it the drink of the summer, and then all of a sudden, the New York Times wrote about it being the drink of the summer, and I was like, where am I quoted? Because I was ahead of this. So,
you know, they'll never quote Bro Bible like they should.
I've been writing about this all week. So I'm like, let's dive into this drink of the summer. We'll have two, and I said to the bartender, I go, do you make espresso martinis? He goes, I love making an espresso martini. We're like, great.
So I love a bartender who gives you that, you know?
That's right. And I'm like, two espresso martinis, sir. So he starts shaking it up, and he's serving it up, and I'm watching him make it, and it's a lighter complexion than I'm used to. And I'm like, okay, fine. This is his take on the espresso martini. He serves it to us. It's fantastic.
Okay.
It's delicious. It's maybe one of the best I've ever had. And so Justin and I are cheersing. I'm taking Instagram stories of it. Espresso martini 2021. And I say to the guy, man, this is the drink. And I said to the bartender, because I want to let him know that I'm the guy who came up with this is the drink of the summer.
Yeah.
I think this is the drink of the summer. And he goes, and then he looks at me, his whole attitude changes. He goes, yeah, man, women will not stop ordering them. I have to start making them ahead of time. I go, wow, I guess I'm right. Like, I'm still basking in me being right. And he goes, and I want to tell them, like, ladies, there's heavy cream in these things. When he said heavy cream, I almost spit the espresso martini in his face. You cannot tell me that you make a great drink without referencing, hey, man, but there's heavy cream in it. Nobody's going to a bar to drink heavy cream. Nobody. Like, we're all assuming when we have a drink, 100 calories, 150 calories. You putting heavy cream in a drink? We are now at 350 to 400 calories. We are at a Subway sandwich of calories. This is insane. And to say it after the fact, like it means nothing to me. He's like, I wish these women would know. I need to know that there's heavy cream in it. I need to know that, like, if you order, if anything has heavy cream, you should order, like, whether it's soup or coffee or espresso martini or a cake. Hey, I'd like to have an espresso martini. Sir, before you get into this, you should know there's going to be 1,000 calories in this. Like, that should, that should, there should be a Surgeon General's warning. Mm. Anthony, what say you?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. The same way, you know, when they let guns inside of a place, they tell you. The same goes for heavy cream and anything.
Open carry. This is an open carry restaurant. This is also a heavy cream restaurant. You might find heavy cream on someone's person.
Yeah, man, this is a heavy cream joint, so watch out.
This is how you know you're not in a city this is how you know you're in a city that has no Jews. When they don't warn you about heavy cream. I always say about New Orleans. New Orleans was built for no Jew to ever show up. Everything has sugar, everything has cream, everything is made to make your stomach.
The noise.
Yeah, the heat.
The noise.
New Orleans is the least Jewish place in the country.
I'll say this about New Orleans.
The spices.
The spices. People are anti-Semitic. New Orleans has done it in a way that no one's even noticed.
They
played a long game to get Jews out of there.
They were like, some people were like, no, we're going to chase them out. No. We have a better idea. We turn up the heat.
Add some cumin. Bring out a trumpet. They'll run for the hills.
You'll never see a Jew for miles.
They'll head back to Long Island so fast.
That's right. And this is the reason that we need heavy cream warnings. Mm. We need to create cities that are Jew friendly, and this is my problem. Anthony, do you have a luxury lounge complaint?
Oh, sure. I've got a big complaint. I have my flat screen TV right here attached to the wall, mounted on the wall. But this goddamn thing, when I want to use, it's only got one HDMI port. So when I want to play Crash Bandicoot on my PlayStation 2. I have to take out my Fire Stick port and put in the PlayStation port. And I'll be honest, I shouldn't have to do that.
This is horrible. This is the equivalent of a time before remote controls.
Yeah.
Because you're basically, you've gone from, you need to now have a child to force to walk up to the TV to make this exchange of the Fire Stick for the HDMI cable. The fact that there's not multiple, like, what? How old is this TV?
It's an LG.
You don't even know where the link for your own show is. You don't know how old this TV is. What are we talking about?
I was going to say, I think an LG stands for long gone. I think it's pretty old. The problem is the space between where the TV ends and the wall begins. Mm. I can't fit my big spindly fingers in there. So you're right. I need a little child for their nimble, their nimble little digits to get in there and make the switch.
Well, do you have to restart the Fire Stick? Do you have
every
to like put
time?
It, see, this is horrible.
Nightmare.
Are you putting in passwords again? Is this part of it?
No, not putting in passwords.
Oh
thank
my
the
God,
good Lord for that. But every time, you know how long it takes for Hulu to boot up, HBO Max. These things, they carry a lot of movies and shows with them. They take forever.
This is the big problem. It is a waste of your time. Time equals money. Time equals writing. You know, time equals putting more work into the, you know, to the one man show.
I'm missing out on drama. I could be Anik.
At this point, you're getting extra steps. That's the only positive part of this is that you're getting all these steps from going from the couch to the Fire Stick to the back to the HDMI cable.
Yeah. Well, don't even get me started on my Fitbit.
Are you have a Fitbit problem?
Yeah, I've got a real Fitbit problem. Every time it tells me the time, it doesn't tell me the time, it just shows me the time, and it's unnerving.
What do you mean?
Like, it doesn't go, Anthony, my master, it's 2:17 p.m.
You want to not have to look down at your watch.
I'd love that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It should go into your headphones. It should say, you know how it says, like, when you've done a mile, it goes, it, like, buzzes? Like, I have an Apple Watch. It'll buzz. It should, you should be able to go, time? And then it have it say the time.
Yes. And Alexa should give you a compliment outside of what she just does for you. You look great today. I'd be happy to call your mother, whatever it is.
Listen, let's do the Luxury Lounge. Great complaint, Anthony. Yes. Are you ready? We're going to do.
I'm ready, man.
And you guys can send in yours, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Anthony DeVito, at comedian Anthony DeVito on Instagram, Union Hall, August 14th. One-man show. My dad isn't Danny DeVito. Get your tickets. Go to his Instagram. They'll be right there. I'm sure he'll have the link. Okay.
Feather on my Instagram page to be. I managed to do that.
Feather and all that. I really appreciate you bringing the Luxury Lounge weekly onto my complaint. I stopped drinking a few years ago and have seen more and more non-alcoholic drink options since then. Heineken, Bud, even Brooklyn Brewery all have a non-alcoholic brew option. How in 2021 did a brewery in Brooklyn only have tap water as a non-alcoholic option? I was told I could find something at the bodegas on the corner, which turned out to have kombucha on tap. And I know I can't expect everyone to bend to my idea of sobriety, but cut me some slack, people. How is that possible? So how do you have a brewery? Isn't that offensive of the brewery that you're just like, and we don't take any of you non-drinkers? Like, you should have something. People hang out at breweries.
Wait, so this man isn't being allowed in a brewery because he doesn't drink?
He's allowed in. Okay. So he wants to go to a brewery with his friends, and he's like, hey, what are your non-alcoholic options?
See.
And they're like, tap water.
Come on. No. No way. It's 2021. Most people are sober at this point.
But at the very least, a Coca-Cola, a Diet Coke.
Of course.
Like the idea that, to me, that is a passive-aggressive way of this brewery looking at you and saying, we don't want you here. We don't even want your money. We don't even want you spending money. This is the equivalent of New Orleans to Jewish people.
They've created a
uncomfortable place for someone who's dealing with alcoholism. You would think as a brewery, it's your responsibility to at least look like you take all customers.
Of course. If you're a brewery, you gotta be, I'm surprised they didn't have the sober section where they go, you're not drinking? Well, you sit over there.
Here's
with the
a
rest
pig
of the
pen.
Yeah.
You can graze around there. We put out a slop bucket for you to sip out of. Yeah.
Every 20 minutes, open your mouths. We splash it with a hose. Hopefully some water gets in you, nerds.
I mean, that would be nicer than literally, we have nothing for you.
Yeah, no, that's absurd. You would think as the brewery company, they would go, look, we know we've done such a good job with our beer that some people couldn't take it. So for those people, we offer this, what about one of those, those Coca-Cola machines? They claim to have every kind of Coca-Cola inside the machine. Sometimes you see it at the movie theater.
It's at the movie theater. Yeah. You can do the button with all the different flavors. At least you take it off the hands of your waitstaff if you don't want them serving sodas.
Right. Yeah, go right over there to that wonderful Coke machine and get yourself a black pepper Coke or a salt and caramel Coke. All the ones that never made it off the shelf in Atlanta.
We have a lot of beverage complaints today. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Luxury Lounge. Title of Luxury Lounge. Write in about any complaint you have. My mini luxury complaint. There's no mini. They're all the same. We love a luxury complaint. Is when you order ahead from Starbucks on the app and you plan it accordingly to match up with the time that you'll get there so that you can easily go in and grab it. But you end up having to stand there waiting anyway because your order isn't done at the time it's supposed to be. Wow, what a hard life, right? You don't have to say that here.
It is a hard life.
This is a hard life, and I agree with this complaint. The worst part is the minute you walk into Starbucks, you see it's not there. Now you have to take out your headphones. You have to put them in your pocket because now you have to be on guard for your name to be called. Then you also have to be on guard for people going, are you in line? Are you in line? Are you in line? No, because Starbucks doesn't have a section like we just suggested for the brewery. They should have a pen where everyone who's waiting for their drinks can stand, so they don't have to answer to, are you in line? Yes. Are you waiting? Oh, are you trying to go? Do you, excuse me, are you waiting for the bathroom? Are you waiting for the Starbucks? It's like, no, now you've been put in this position where you were trying to be antisocial that you now have to be the most social person.
That's a good point, man. Starbucks is a big old mess.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It is like you're saying, man, there are people running around looking for the bathroom. There are people who are ordering live in line. There are people everyone, it's a jumble, man. They're all waiting in the same place. Starbucks, lines.
Yes, it is a confusing place. And then
it's like a bus terminal.
There's a lot of places to go, especially that bathroom thing, you know, and then people go to the bathroom. Some, you know, it's the suburban Starbucks. Anyone can go in the bathroom. They're just like, it's, sure, it's basically your friend's house. The city Starbucks, it's like a 7-digit code get in. So then you could lose your place in line. You could walk up there, go, oh, I got to get the code. Go get the code. Come back. 7 people waiting there. And you're not even sure if they're waiting for their order.
Sometimes. Yeah. And so you ever have this happen where they don't tell you the code? They walk you over to the bathroom and they open the door for you.
I mean, that's
like
insane.
A child
holding your hand. So yeah. Will you be making a doo-doo? Yeah, will you make a doo-doo today?
It's so shameful. I've never felt. I was like, I'd rather shit my pants than have had this experience. I've never felt so small in my life.
They will walk you to the toilet.
I've had this on a couple occasions where they walked me over to the bathroom because I think they felt like, we can't give this guy the code. This guy's gonna be in there all day.
He seems like the type to put it on a code app where you can figure out all the codes for all the toilets in New York City.
He's gonna abuse his code privileges. He cannot handle the code. So they've walked me over there, shielded their body from the code, so I couldn't even eyeball the thing. Typed it in, let me go in the bathroom. I really was like, I would have rather shit in my white shorts that day.
You're using your body to shield you from seeing the code is so offensive.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You must have looked like you were like planning on shitting there every single day for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah.
You're like, I don't know about this guy.
He's going to let all his friends in. Next thing you know, there's a goddamn code party in the bathroom. We've seen it before.
The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Roman. Oh my God. It is so easy to ignore an issue. You know, I'm one of those people, my foot kind of hurts. Now walk it off. ED is the same way. Erectile dysfunction, you're like, oh no, I drank too much. It was just one time. Ooh, you know, it's just, I'll get them next time. And it's easy to just push off and you're like, who do I even go to for such a thing? What doctor do I even know? Do I have to Google erectile dysfunction? Who do I even trust with this? It's easy to take care of ED with Roman. GetRoman.com/JTrain. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/JTrain and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/JTrain now. You'll get $15 off your first month. It's time to take care of your ED. Get started today and you'll save $15 on your first order. That's GetRoman.com/JTrain.
JTrain Podcast at gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Ooh, moving computer chargers.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
My luxury lounge is about my MacBook Pro charger. I, like any other sensible person, have countless iPhone chargers. I need one by my bed, couch, in the kitchen, bathroom, in my purse, car, etc. Totally agree.
Yep.
I literally would never want to be within... I always want to be within arm's length of an iPhone charger.
Totally. If I see an empty outlet, something's gone wrong.
They should be hanging from the ceilings that I could just pull them down and charge my phone.
Yeah. I should be tripping all the time in my apartment.
Absolutely. I can buy cheap knockoff ones, and there is no reason why I should ever go through the pain of unplugging a charger. Anyways, my new MacBook Pro with 22 hours of battery life is breaking my back
by me having to unplug the charger to move it. I'm forced to bend over, crawl on my hands and knees. Sadly, not in a fun and flirty way. Simply to move the charger from my bed to my desk, I am forced to come face to face with dust on my floor and I immediately start sneezing. I think I should be suing Apple for giving me allergies. These chargers need to be cheaper so that I can have one in every corner. I don't need any more stupid free Apple stickers. I need Apple to give me more computer chargers. I agree yep. with this complaint 1,000%. What say yes. you, Anthony?
Well, I'd like to say that if you do take Apple to court, this will be the greatest lawsuit that Apple, this is the easiest one that Apple's ever had in their hands. They'll yeah. be like, oh, there are children in China taking us to court about labor laws. It's a woman about not having enough chargers. We'll see you there.
She needs them working harder.
yeah, I
need cheaper chargers. I need more. I need to flood the market.
Yeah, Apple needs to know. We've been using their products for long enough. They need to know how we've been using their products and the capacity that we lose chargers or need this amount of chargers. Every computer, every device, minimum should come with 3 chargers.
She's minimum. Absolutely. And she's absolutely right. The computer charger I have lost before. That ain't a cheap charger. That ain't, and they're not going to duplicate it because it's big. So they don't think we need them all the time. There's not enough of a market for people. Like we know we want extra chargers for our computer,
of course.
But we just don't feel we need to go and spend the money because we're so accustomed to that being such an expensive item.
Yeah,
I have lost my charger. I left it at a hotel. So then I now have 22 hours, as she puts it, to find the new charger, or I'm done. Like I'm
Man,
just out.
That's a movie.
Right, that's the new 24. That's me needing to get a charger so that I can look at porn that night. So, like, how will I fall asleep? You know, but she is right because I have been in that position. When you plug in a computer, it's not next to the bed. You're putting it like on your desk, and it goes yeah. into this like. You know, this big wire forest that's behind your desk. And whenever I travel, I have to unplug my computer. Like, I need this. Like, every time I travel, I take my computer and I want to, like, have a bag, like a computer charger in the bag already. Instead, yeah. I have to get on the ground. And what I would have to do is get under my desk and unplug it from the power strip. It is a colossal problem.
Right. And then you have no confidence doing whatever you're going to do on the computer. You know,
None.
you're already in this cowering, crouched position. You're sweating.
You're full of dust. Yeah. And you're like, how am I going to masturbate now?
Right. How am I going to convince myself that I could be with this woman?
Yes. That's
she would
right.
never. She would never go for a guy like me. I'm already sweating.
JTrain Podcast at Juma.com here with Anthony DeVito at comedian Anthony DeVito. His one man show is at Union Hall August 14th. It's called My Dad Isn't Danny DeVito. Go to his Instagram, go get tickets. Feather, thank you for creating a safe space for all the complaints I have coming out of COVID. Number one issue for me right now is spas not letting you use any amenities. You pay full price for a massage, but you aren't allowed to use the steam room, the pool, the sauna. It's absolutely insane. I totally agree with this.
Yep.
And then she writes, secondary complaint is hotels choosing to stay understaffed under the guise of COVID when it's really to keep their high profit margins that came with cutting the staff in half. It's not for our safety. It's for the bottom line. There's a lot of that going on right now where people are still using COVID as their way out of like, and it goes both ways. There's some people that are like, you know, I ain't working. I'm COVID's still going on, and you're like, we need some people working at this restaurant because it's taken a while for us to get some espresso martinis. Anthony, what do you think?
100%, man. People are, they're still using the show parts of COVID as if they're holding up these days. You know what I mean? Like back in the beginning when we were all washing down apples outside of our apartments and freaking out about cardboard boxes being deadly and things like that.
Yeah.
People, and now we know so much more to know, like, you know, the ways that you get it. And people are still using the old ways, the old dangers of COVID to their convenience when it comes to like the steam room, when it comes to, you know, other things where you like, you know, you can't really get the virus that way.
Well, her complaint is the same. Both complaints are the same. Right. The steam room isn't open because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to turn it on because it right. costs them money.
Right.
The, you know, the pool isn't open because they don't want to turn, they don't want to heat it, costs them money. The, you know, the sauna's not going on because they don't want to turn it on. They're not hiring people for that same reason. They want to keep things cheap. And the problem is you can't look us in the eye and say we handled this well to begin with. You know, the idea that we've been so good, let's not ruin it now.
Right.
We were assholes. We barely did what we had to do. Half of us were like wearing a mask on our chin and being like, so what? It's on. It's not like we can look each other in the eye and be like, just go one more week. And it's like, no, we sucked at this from day one.
Right. Game over, man. Open the steam rooms up. Let everybody in.
Open them up. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Okay. Luxury lounge. My luxury lounge complaint. Get ready for this, Anthony. This is perfect for the lounge. I have a $45,000 ice maker.
I love it already. You had me at $45,000 and then again at ice maker.
Welcome to the lounge. You seem to be a VIP. She writes, let me explain. Our ice maker stopped working, and we were tired of buying bags of ice. We like ice. New fridges come.
You might be a Universal Soldier. The need for ice to that capacity, I've never known.
I love ice. I'm with this person 1,000%.
I'm so intrigued.
When someone puts 3 cubes of ice in my coffee, I want to take it and throw it at them and then tell them, to get their shit together and start filling it up with ice. Okay,
it's so a second meal ice.
That's right.
You get done with your drink. Now you've got ice. It's a fun thing to shake around.
It's a lifestyle ice.
It's a lifestyle.
Our ice maker stopped working, and we were tired of buying bags of ice. We like ice. I love it. New fridge comes, and it doesn't fit. Old fridge was already sold. So we figured, we want to redo the kitchen at some point anyway, so we remove a cabinet to make the new fridge fit. Then we do some research on an inexpensive cabinets and decide to go for it. Well, then it was, we need a new countertop. Then should probably do the floors. Why not do the half bath since we are making this big mess? Then how can we live with this carpet now? So let's do the hardwood floors too. All said and done, we have a beautiful remodel downstairs. But the kicker, the ice machine in the new fridge doesn't make nearly enough ice. So we are back to buying bags of ice. Oh, we're back where we started.
We can't have this. We can't have you buying bags of ice again.
I love that it started at, okay, new fridge. Then it's move the cabinet. This is how it goes. When it's pulling the string from your sweater and undoing the whole thing.
Yep.
What say you, Anthony?
No, because once you raise the bar a little bit, then you go, now another thing can be fixed. And then you go, now this is more pleasant. Now, that if that were fixed, it'd be even more pleasant. And all of a sudden, you're staring down the barrel of a $45,000 ice maker.
Well,
and I love it.
You can't have a beautiful fridge in an ugly kitchen.
No.
The fridge has to fit with the kitchen. You can't have the fridge that shows you what's inside from the outside and then like cabinets from the 1980s and no marble countertops. Like, you need a marble countertop at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Because then one thing, you're just like, it's just potential of what could be. You know what I mean?
And you're staring at it every single day.
Right,
you're just staring at your inadequacy, the thing you didn't finish. You know, it's like looking at an act that's 75% done. You're like, I'm just staring at it every single day.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Anthony DeVito, @comedianAnthonyDeVito. Let's keep going. You're doing great.
I really love it.
You're a great member of the lounge.
Man. Well, the Mai Tais here, I've never had such a sweet Mai Tai in my life.
No heavy cream. We would have told you. Okay. So my complaint may have its own expiration date as it's relative to the pandemic, but I still think it's worth being noted. Yeah, it's always worth it. I don't have a problem when stores or restaurants ask you to use the hand sanitizer prior to entering. The problem comes in when they make the request and provide the grossest hand sanitizer available. Mm. You press the pump, out comes a liquid the consistency of maple syrup, or worse, something that smells like a cheap bottle of tequila. I'm not walking around with schmutz on my hand, and COVID is not transmitted through through fomites. Either give me a good hand sanitizer, move on. After all, I'm trying to spend money at your facility. Anyways, love the new format. So what do we think, Anthony, about this hand sanitizer dilemma?
I agree 1,000%. At some point during COVID, the consistency of hand sanitizer switched.
Yes.
Where we all were under the impression for years hand sanitizer was a goopy, satisfying sort of thing. And now it's runny,
almost
and strange.
Cum-like.
Oh, it's very cum-like, and it's unnerving. You walk into Staples, you think you are in a brothel. It's very unnerving. The cum-like consistency of hand sanitizer.
See, I am annoyed at the hand sanitizer because I'm fine. I don't need it.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Absolutely.
And now I'm putting up a protest before I've even, like, I like to go with the flow. I like to and these complaints. The idea that I'm in Noville the minute I walk in, this happens on Delta flights. You walk in and they hand you the Purell wipe.
Right. Now I just have this thing I have to throw out soon.
Exactly. And so I've actually, every time I get on a flight, they go Purell wipe. I go, I'm fine, thank you.
Big move, man. That's
now
good.
I'm anti-guy. Now I've been flagged. Now I might be anti-mask. Oh, we got that. Like, that's how I would figure out who the anti-mask people on the plane were. I'd be like, okay, seat 11D, 30F, 18B. Those are anti-Purell. They're keep an eye on them. Now I'm getting an eye kept on me.
You know what I do? If I were the Delta, I'd save one first class seat that's empty, and the first person who denies the hand sanitizer, I go, you sit in first class. That's the Will Smith and Men in Black move, you know?
It's a power move. I'll have a Samuel Adams. It's like that commercial where they're at the business lunch.
Yes, that's the best.
I'll have a water. I'll have a Samuel Adams.
God damn, make him CEO. God. Holy shit. A Boston lager?
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Okay. My luxury lounge complaint, if you could even call it luxury, I'm not sure, is that when I moved states from California to Tennessee, I noticed that there are less highway cleanup crews in Tennessee that remove hazardous objects from the freeways. In California, the freeways are pretty clear of debris and tire tread. But here in Tennessee, I feel like I have to dodge a piece of lumber or a dead deer pretty much every time I'm driving. I have a hard time calling this a luxury complaint because I feel like this is just basic safety of the road. I don't want to run over something that could seriously damage my car. Thoughts on this? What do you think?
Man, I don't know that this fits into the luxury lounges they're saying as much, but I'm on board as much as it's a city hall thing.
Here's what I'll say, and I love a luxury lounge complaint because I like the luxury lounge complaints that they don't know their complaint. This person writing in doesn't even know their complaint.
All right.
Here's their complaint. That they're forced to even complain about it on the luxury lounge. Because they moved from California to Tennessee, they are now not allowed to complain about anything. Anything California pandemic move person complains about is like, trying to bring California to Tennessee. We're Southern.
We keep our deer in the streets.
Yeah, we like Get running them are. Over. We like getting in car accidents because of the deer. Like, because
we hunt them down. We drive into the woods.
That's right. And it's like, don't try and change our state with your California vegan.
Don't tell me I can't marry a gun. I'll marry a gun.
But that's what's so interesting about this. She's saying
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even know if this is a luxury complaint, but the reason she's bringing it here is because who you going to tell in Tennessee?
True.
I would be afraid to be like, hey, isn't it weird that they don't clean up the highways in California? Well, go back to L.A. Enjoy your avocado toast, you fucking loser. Like, that's what they're afraid of.
With your mango sorbet clothing.
Yeah. Isn't that true, though? Like,
it is true.
Because the luxury complaint is having to come here to complain about this. And this is happening a lot. A lot of people moved during the pandemic, especially out of California and New York. And from, you know, if you went from a quote unquote liberal place to a more conservative place, now you're like, hey, do you guys have a vegan option? They're like, shut the fuck up and move back. You know, like.
Oat milk, I'll shoot you in the face.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it always becomes this like all or nothing thing. So I feel for this person. J-Train podcast.
I did not see it in the beginning. Thank you for opening my eyes to that.
That's right. That's why I'm the lead of luxury.
Yeah.
J-Train podcast at gmail.com. At comedian Anthony DeVito here at the Luxury Lounge. We are complaining with you. Let's do another one. T.D. Freed, first of all, feather. Let's talk about the voice memo app on the iPhone.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about voice memo. Let's talk about yelling in to the good stuff, the stupid notes that I don't need. Let's talk about the voice memo. Okay, the voice memo app on the iPhone. I occasionally use the voice memo app to record voice notes to myself to type up later. So Anthony and I are very familiar with the voice memo note because as comedians, I'm sure Anthony does this, you're going on stage, tape it up. We use this app many, many times.
Yep.
When you're watching a video on your phone, it doesn't lock after 10 seconds, which is great. This is not the case with the voice memo app. If you don't constantly look or touch the screen, it auto locks and stops playing. Not only that, it also doesn't remember where you were when it locks and goes back to the beginning of the file you were listening to. Every time it happens, I die a little bit inside. It's 2021. Be a better Apple. I totally understand. I've dealt with this. This is awful.
Yes.
And the other thing that it happens if you tape on Apple Watch, same thing. Mm-hmm. It shuts off, goes to the beginning. This is a horrible problem. And for whatever reason, Anthony, tell me if you agree with this.
Yes.
The voice memo app is somehow 10 years behind all the other apps on the phone.
Yeah. 1,000%.
It used to be that you couldn't leave the voice memo app to listen to your voice memo.
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Horrendous days, man. Yes.
You would have to sit there and stare at the voice memo. You couldn't even like listen passively while being on Instagram. And you're like, because you're trying to get to the part in your set that you wanted to listen to. You're like, oh, I'll listen to the rest by kind of in the background. And then I'll get to the part I want to rewrite. Man. And then I'll zone in. It wouldn't even let you out of there. You were trapped. You were a prisoner in your own app.
You just had to stare at those red squiggly lines.
Oh, my God.
Over and over and over again. So you got to the joke you wanted to get to listen to. Oh, it was an absolute nightmare.
Horrible. So this is another issue that, like, it's funny that the voice memo app has gotten better. Like, this was such a horrible time that I don't even realize how bad it is now.
Yeah, because whenever you stop it, it always picks up in a different place. The voice memo app just does its own thing. Anything else, Spotify, you're listening to a song, you stop a song, it'll pick back up right at that moment. Voice memo, it'll just go, I saw you stopped at 12 minutes, but I'd like to begin again at 24. So how's that?
It's wild. It's the most frustrating app because also it's a utility. Like, you need it. Like, it's not even like if it was Instagram, just brought you back to the beginning.
Sure.
You go, okay, fine.
Whatever.
You know, I'll scroll again. I'm going to watch all the stories anyways.
No, but like, we actually use it for work.
Yeah, it's so annoying. The J Train podcast is brought to you by Ritual. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something we take every day. Ritual is a clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin with high-quality nutrients and bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. Do you really know what's in your multivitamin? Sugars, GMOs, synthetic fillers, artificial colorants, not to mention animal byproducts like sheep's wool and gelatin from hooves and hides, are all ingredients you might find in a multivitamin. I gotta tell you, I'm a huge Ritual user. I'm a multivitamin user because it gets your day started on the right track. It gets your mind in check. You're already, whatever happened the day before, no. We're starting a new day. I'm taking the multivitamin and it fills in the gaps because you're not eating a bunch of kale every day. Some days you get a cheeseburger in and no vegetables and you're like, I got to fill in the gaps. Ritual's great. It makes taking vitamins easy and I love it. Ritual is made traceable. You'll always know what you're taking and where the nutrients came from thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/JTrain to start your Ritual today.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Title your luxury complaints, Luxury Lounge. We'll get to them on the show. Let's do Luxury Lounge, toilet seat complaint. Longtime listener. So this person definitely knows Anthony. You've been here. You've been sure on the show many times.
I might recognize them.
I'm about 8 Bud Heavies deep, and I realize my luxury issue. Right. In my apartment, I have the soft close toilet seat. They have the soft close toilet seats. Instead of bending over to put the seat back down, you tap it and it closes. And it slowly closes by itself. It's very convenient since you can just knock it down without thinking about it closing. Okay, so he has the toilet seat that if you shut it, it won't slam down.
Right,
is what he's saying.
It kind of glides down.
Yes.
Right.
My issue is that not everyone has these seats, even though they should be the standard now. From muscle memory, I tap the seat down when I'm done with my business, and the toilet seat slams down.
Mm.
Oh.
I see.
Everyone at the party thinks I'm hammered because I can't put a seat down. Apparently, I'm just used to the finer things. Jared, please tell me you've had a similar experience with toilet seats. How is it not standard to have the slow close toilet seat? Anthony, what do you think? This is a real issue.
No, I 100%. And also, it's like, yeah, man, make every little bit of life. If the technology is there and we're able to do it, what are we doing? And we've seen more. We know what they're doing in Japan. We know what they're doing in Korea. We know what they're up to when it comes to toilets. And the fact that we're this far behind and there's not a uniform toilet really says a lot about America.
In a country known for its eating, the fact that we haven't figured out the end of that process to the most luxurious degree is crazy. That it just shows that we only start projects, we don't end them.
Great.
And
yeah,
this guy's right. The idea that like every time he touches a toilet seat, he has to act like he's the Incredible Hulk just so he doesn't slam it down. He has to be careful at every turn, not knowing which one's which, is horrible.
Absolutely. You're right about that cycle, man. You need to continue it on to the end.
Yes, we need to get everything has to be finished. And if we're going to be the best eating country, we also have to be the best shitting country. It's embarrassing. I mean, Japan, for them to be ahead of us on pooping is actually crazy.
Yeah, they're so skinny.
They eat efficiently. They eat fish over rice. That's like every meal. What better shit are you going to get than that? We're drinking heavy cream and espresso martinis, just ruining our bodies. We need to have every toilet technology we can have.
Right. We eat heavy cream, then we poop in a bucket. You can't even get in there unless a Starbucks employee walks you over to give you the code. A travesty.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Anthony DeVito. We'll do two more. Is that okay?
That sounds great, man. I got nothing to do.
Love it. Oh, wow. This one. Okay. We'll read one of theirs. Okay. Let's do this one. They have two complaints.
Okay.
We'll do these last two.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for creating the safe space, which is the Luxury Lounge. I have two complaints. QR codes. Remember when you used to dine at a restaurant and they'd hand you a menu, sometimes a paper menu and often in some sort of leather or pleather binding, and you'd browse through the menu and chat about the options with whomever you're dining with?
Let's go back to the good old days. Not anymore with these QR codes continuing. Eye roll emoji. Did we in science not agree that COVID doesn't live on surfaces? Call me old fashioned, but I don't want to be staring at my phone during dinner to text, browse the internet, or look at a damn menu. It's almost insulting when they point to at a sticker on the table and sticker on your table. And listen, I recognize restaurants are struggling, not having to print and not having to print paper menus probably ultimately helps their bottom line, but I'd rather pay an extra 14 cents for my already heavily inflated pasta dish to have a normal menu and feel like a human again. My guy and I went to Nobu the other night and they didn't have a menu. The meal was $800. At least give the option.
Oof. Yeah, man. If you're Nobu, you can't be doing a QR code.
No, you got to
be doing a full. It's got to feel like I'm reading a book when I go open that menu.
That's right. No way.
I should be able to take it home with me.
Yes. Well, it should be like when you go to Whole Foods. Do you need a bag? Yeah, I'll pay the 10 cents for the bag.
Of course.
Do you want a menu? I'll pay the 10 cents for the menu.
Right.
Add it onto the tab. Like, let me have this option. But I would say more importantly, these QR codes somehow became a reason for them to ask for your email. There are some places where they won't let you to the menu unless you fill out all your information. There's a place that I'm thinking of right now that has your name, your address, your email, and it's like, my address? What do you...
Man, I just want a piece of fish.
Yeah, just let me eat.
right.
So it becomes this excuse to get you on their email list. Like, no. I want it on the email list after I've had the meal.
Right.
Once I've had the experience, I'll choose if I want to hear from you for the rest of my life over email because I'm afraid to unsubscribe.
Yeah, man. Just because one afternoon I wanted French fries, I got to deal with your emails for the rest of my life.
Oh, Houlihan's is going to be emailing me every day forever, telling me about their new drink specials.
Also, I'm doing work now. You know?
Yes.
I'm now half the server. So yeah. I think there should be money off of the meal then for me because I've done a little work.
How about this? Give us a menu. We'll call it even. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
100%. Let's do one more.
Great.
Moving walkways at the airport. I'm proud to say I'm closing in on Delta Diamond status, so it's safe to say I spend a lot of time in airports. You should have a whole show just on airport etiquette. Believe me, I got a lot to say. Something that drives me crazy is when people walk onto the moving walkway only to stand holding up travelers behind them. This is not a conveyor belt at the grocery store. This exists to expedite the time it takes to get from one end of the terminal to the other. I feel like parents also take their children on like it's a ride at Disneyland.
Mm.
It's not. And the only reason children should be on a moving walkway is if they're being trained to utilize it for its true purpose. Wow. This future mother is going to be fun.
Gotta love a woman who loves rules.
That's right.
Yeah, I think there should be police at the airport, obviously, but they're just handling airport etiquette problems.
Yes,
and you
I
get
agree.
An airport ticket for that. And you know, you're not allowed certain privileges if you're.
And they
you
should
get
be dressed.
Ticket.
They should be dressed with those helmets that don't show their face, and they should walk around with the clubs. Like if you walk up to anything that wastes my time at an airport,
right.
The idea that we're like, if you're in the way in any way, I want you. On the do not fly list for a year.
right.
Like, I had a guy go up to the TSA pre before me with his ticket, show it to the guy, and the guy goes, no, this is TSA pre. And he goes, what? I wanted him removed from the airport right there.
Yeah.
Never to be seen again. He should never be able to fly. Even saying what? To not acknowledge that TSA pre exists, and you don't got it, dude. You don't got it, dude.
Yeah.
So get out of this. Don't what? Where is it? No. Ask someone else. You're in the way. I also think that if someone goes through TSA pre and the alarm goes off, that they should lose it for a year.
I love that. Yeah.
Right?
I start taking things away, man. If we're giving people, you rack up miles and you get benefits for those miles. If you screw up, you get some stuff taken away. You
get
can only have a middle seat for a year, something like
that.
I
want people going through airport security, like telling you, hey, go ahead of me because I'm not sure if I have everything out of my pockets because I don't want to lose this.
I love that.
What people do is they go slow and they think, oh, I'll put my thing down. And it's like they're not thinking about it. They think they're doing it right. I want people questioning themselves. I want people wondering, oh, my God, am I going to lose this now? Am I going to lose this privilege? TSA pre. I should never break stride.
Yeah, no. That's part of the TSA pre-community. And you get kicked out of the community, man. If you're standing, if whoever's giving you the reason to stand, they are kicked out of the community.
Let's do one more.
All right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Anthony DeVito. Go follow Anthony. He's hilarious. @comedian Anthony DeVito. Union Hall, August 14th. Go. Get the tickets on his Instagram. Luxury lounge complaint. Dry wedding. Oh, oof. Dude. My luxury lounge complaint is the dreaded dry wedding. This September, my husband and I are attending his cousin's wedding, and we recently discovered it is dry. Zero alcohol. His cousin's family doesn't drink, so they chose to forego booze for the entire reception. While I understand and respect the fact that they don't drink, a lot of people do, and especially do at weddings. I should mention the venue is 2 hours away. We rented a house for the weekend and also had to arrange for a babysitter for our kids all weekend. With all that being said, is it too much to ensure your guests have a good time? What are your thoughts on dry weddings? Do I sound like a booze bag? I don't get many weekends away from my baby and two-year-old, and I'm genuinely bummed a kid-free night will be spent at a dry-ass wedding. Thanks and love the pod. Anthony.
Man, no, you can't have that, because that's not a wedding. That's church.
Yeah.
And even at church, they give you the blood of Jesus or whatever. They give you a little wine.
Yeah.
No way. You cannot.
And
why?
A cracker.
Oh, why have the music? Why? Oh, God.
Here's
no.
The major issue. And she writes it in her email. His cousin family doesn't drink, so they chose to forego booze for the entire... Well, that's their problem. That's right. Their choice. They live in a world... It's not like they live in a community that's all dry and they never come across alcohol and they're like, well, we're just going to live the way we all... No, the way they always live is in our world.
Right.
With espresso martinis, right, abundant, and with, you know, vodka sodas. And they're in our world.
Yeah.
They have to succumb to the reality with which they live. And then what it does is she writes it in her email, while I understand and respect the fact that they don't drink. Now you have to say that.
Right.
You have to sound like no. They took the normal world and turned it into the sinful world.
Yeah. They're not respecting you.
That's right. And now she writes, I don't want to sound like a total booze bag. No, you sound like a normal person
right,
who wants to go and have a good time away from their kids and loosen up a bit.
Totally, man. This is a wedding is a celebration. You're taking away a major component of a celebration for everyone.
And the problem is you can't say anything, because then it's like you're the dreaded, like, what if you say something to the wrong person? They're like, oh, so you need alcohol to have fun? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I need it to loosen up. I need it to be able to talk to you, the person who doesn't drink, who I have nothing in common with.
Right. I'm in a tie with my aunt.
Yeah.
You're goddamn right I need booze.
She just asked me when the third kid is coming. You don't think, right, I need a shot of tequila right now?
I need a gun.
That's what they should do. Dry weddings, just everyone give out a gun to everybody. Just this is the dry wedding is stupid.
Yeah.
To me, it seems like it's a side door to cheapness.
Mm.
Like, no one can say you're cheap. They're not spending,
right,
10 grand. They have saved themselves 10 grand by having this dry wedding. They're like, well, we don't drink. Why should we spend the money? Well, because you have people that feel obligated to go and have to take a weekend. You get 52 weeks in a year.
Right.
Now it's down to 51 at your dry ass wedding. If I was these people, I am bringing in alcohol with me.
Right.
I am bringing a flask. I am bringing something. I'm actually wearing a Camelback under my suit.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear a Camelback and I'm going to fill it with espresso martini.
Yeah.
And it's going to have no heavy cream. It's just going to be made with regular vanilla vodka, and it's going to be delicious. And they'll be like, what's that hose coming out of your suit? I'll be like, oh, that's I have low sugar, so yeah, I have to be attached to a hose.
I'm a rock climber.
Yeah, and I plan on climbing Everest after this. Now get the fuck away from me, you idiot.
Yeah, man.
Anthony DeVito, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. As always, I always have a blast.
A pleasure. @comedian Anthony DeVito, his one-man show, Union Hall, August 14th. We're here from the Luxury Lounge every Thursday. If you want your Luxury Lounge heard, send it into jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. We'll be back next episode. Boom.